Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Nuclear Bombshell Series by John Zakor. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by David Coyne, Julianne Elliott, Eva Wilhelm, Elizabeth Demery, Margie Tompros, Julie Roundtree, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nora Ashradi, Yasmin Toison, Ken Jackson, Kimberly Gilbert, Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, Sherry Berg, Casey Platt, Danny Gavigan, Bradley Smith, Nathaniel Perry, Tim Pabone, Mort Shelby, and Terrence Aselford. The Sapphire Sirens.
I am Zachary Nixon Johnson. I am the last freelance PI on Earth. It can be a tough job, it can be a dirty job, but it's a job somebody has to do. Might as well be me. I was sitting in my office on New Frisco Bay watching the world go by. When you're the last freelance PI in the world, you often have the time on your hands to do nothing. And when you watch the world stroll past, it's via holographic projection from your outside security. When you're me, office windows are a risk. You never know who may want to take an easy shot. That's why I cherish the quiet times. While they may not be the stuff great adventures are made of, they let me recharge for the more interesting times. It had been a while since I had a big case, but that was okay by me. I knew my history, and it was bound to repeat itself. Once a year or so, whether or not I'm ready, whether or not I wanted to, the world comes knocking at my door, needing me to save it. I'm not sure why the universe always drops its troubles off at my doorstep. I'm just a slightly above the curve Joe, who happens to be as unrelenting as a door-to-door virtual encyclopedia salesman trying to make his quota on the last day of the month. Some folks call my dogged perseverance a flaw. Others say it's my strongest trait. I don't really know what to think. I do what I have to do to get the job done. My techniques may not always be smooth or by the book, but hey, the book is boring.
Oh, Zach. You're contemplating your place in the world again, aren't you?
Nope, not at all, Harv.
Zach, I'm connected to your brain. I know when you're lying. You see, when you are lying, certain regions of the brain become more active. For instance...
Yes, I was thinking about it.
That's okay, Mr. Zach. One of the things I like best about you is how you look at the big picture.
I popped Gus from up my sleeve into my hand. Sure, I could have talked to him through my neural link via Harv, but I prefer to look at him directly when we talked. I like looking at what I'm talking with, even if in this case the other end of the conversation was a long plastic-looking cylinder. Thank you, Gus. Harv rolled his eyes. I wasn't sure if he was rolling them at me, at Gus, or at both of us. As you can see, the machines and cognitive processors in my life are far from run-of-the-mill, even for the 2070s. Before I could contemplate all the complicated machines that had become too much a part of my life for too long, my assistant Carol strutted into my office. This was a nice change, as Carol was much easier on the eyes than Harv or Gus. What's up, Carol?
I'm picking up some weird vibes coming this way.
Can you be more specific? She shook her head, tossing her long blonde hair over her shoulders.
Not much.
Carol's chest rose and then slowly fell as she took a breath. Not only was she a world-class psi, she was also a world-class beauty.
Dr. Electra Guevara ring any bells for you?
I refused to dignify that remark with a response. Instead, I remained concentrated on Carol. Anything is better than nothing, Carol.
I just keep picking up, I will convince him.
Her eyes opened wide.
I must say, Carol does have the most beautiful green eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?